I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's quince.com/upgrade.
Since 2013, Bombas has donated over 100 million socks, underwear, and T-shirts to those facing homelessness. If we counted those on air, this ad would last over 1,157 days. But if we counted the time it takes to make a donation possible, it would take just a few clicks. Because every time you make a purchase, Bombas donates an item to someone who needs it.
Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST, code ACAST.
What is up, my friends? You are all very welcome along to this evening's late night agenda, because let's be honest, it's not quite a late night agenda. It's an early evening agenda, but it's still an agenda. Can I say the word agenda again? I think I can. Agenda. How are we all? I hope you're well. So what's going to happen tonight is we're going to talk for the next hour or so, and then I'm going to jump across and do a watch along of the Spurs Fulham game, which I hope you guys will join me for. There is a link at the top of the live chat to bring you to Top of the League, and you can click that at the end, or you can auto. You can sit here and it can auto take you over either way. I hope you're well. Loads to get through. I've got four players we'll be talking about today as well. We'll be doing a little bit on Jamal Musiala, a little bit on Ezequiel Fernandez of Boca Juniors, a bit on Andre Trinidad, and a little bit, of course, on Victor Osimhen. But while we wait for the chat to fill up, let's just say hello to everybody. Who have we got in the chat today? Felicia, how are we? Nice to see you. Michael Manning, always a pleasure. Beanie, Scotty, George, how are you? Ellis, nice to see you in. Noah Danker, how are we? Hello, Craig. Fingers crossed for the next win. Still, there's no answer in my mind why Arsenal wants Andre. Because they'd be getting rid of Thomas Partey. That's the one, I gather. If they moved on Thomas Partey, they'd probably have a space in their squad. That's the only thing I can think of as well. Thoughts on the Per Schürrle's injury? It's not really anything that concerns us, to be fair. I know he was one of the centre-backs that was listed, but I wouldn't worry about it. You know, that's not really our concern at the moment. We do need to bring in the defender, though. I'm with you on that one. Am I all right? I'm good, thank you. Lofiti, there you go. I'm good, bud. Yeah, I'm good, thank you. Just a busy day ahead, but I'm looking forward to it. I love watching football, as you know, so it's never a chore to talk footy, watch footy, and just engage in football conversation. Sam, how are you? Sam's YouTube, nice to see you in as well. Spooderman, one of my favourite account names. Buddy, how are you doing this evening? Did you hear Arsenal is getting an apology for Saliba's handball? No, but they love apologies, don't they? The PGMOL. So they're great with the old apologies. Did you guys... I did a video. I told you guys it was coming out today where I said I understand Sean Dyche's frustrations. And, some people didn't like me for it. Some people really thought that I'm embarrassing Liverpool by speaking up in defence of something an Everton manager said. But I'm going to say what I always say. For me, this is always about the greater good and us as the footballing fan base of all clubs deserving better from the PGMOL and from the referees. So I stick to everything I said. I think sometimes people need to watch the videos before they go in on me in the comments. But unfortunately, in the modern day, some people just don't bother watching. They just view a title, view a thumbnail and have a go. But that's okay. That's what I'm here for. Liz, beautiful to see you gifting a membership, my friend. Much love to you. I hope you're well. That's gone to that TPS player. Thank you, Liz. Craig, I think you've come a long way and you deserve everything. I don't deserve everything, mate. I mean, we've come a long way, but we've come a long way together. You know, I've certainly matured and I guess, calmed down a bit over the years, but you guys have been the reason for that. So we do all these things as a group, my friend. PGMOL apology in 3 points, said Freelicker. Look, it's getting a bit pathetic at this point, isn't it? The PGMOL just dishing out apologies. We don't want apologies. People don't want to have to get these apologies. We want consistency. We want decision-making correct across the board for all clubs. The apologies, they're coming too often. Just be better. Have the protocols actually implemented properly. Love you, Craig. Favourite YouTuber. Keep up the good work. Thank you so much, Ganza. Ganza's a name. You've been around a long time, dude. I remember Ganza from a very, very long time ago when this channel was in its infancy. So thank you for sticking with us, my man. Appreciate you. Appreciate your kind words as well. Predictions for tonight. I can't see past the Spurs win, if I'm being honest. Like, they should win at home to Fulham. And if they do win, that will put Spurs top of the Premier League table for the moment. Szoboszlai, best midfielder in the Prem. You're not going to have much of an argument for me on that one. I did a video the other day. Well, actually, I recorded the video a while ago, but it went out the other day where I said three things that people, I think, need to know. And one of them was that, in my opinion, Dominic Szoboszlai will go down as the signing of the summer. Pound for pound, value for value. Declan Rice, brilliant signing by Arsenal. I'm not going to try and say otherwise, but I love the fact that we've got Szoboszlai at the club. I need a Son masterclass for my FPL, said Spooderman. I think he's my captain, if I remember correctly, mate, for my own FPL team. I think I had Son as captain this week. So look, a couple of bits and pieces that I just wanted to wait for the chat to fill up a little bit before I got stuck into. So it is Monday, and you know what that means, right? Monday is one thing only on this channel. It's Oosh Day. And Oosh have some absolutely top-notch giveaways this week, my friends. They have two tickets to see Liverpool versus Manchester City in March. Let me just get the dates up here. Sorry, just have to get this one open. Where is it gone? There we go. Two tickets to see Liverpool versus Manchester City on the 9th of March. Two Carlsberg Hospitality dugout tickets as well, no less. €300 in Ryanair vouchers. One night's accommodation at the IHG Hotel Liverpool City Centre. And if you don't need the Ryanair vouchers, you can take the cash alternative. To enter this draw with Oosh, it is just €18. But because you're an Anfield Agenda audience, you, of course, get 10% off with your discount code AA10. You can scan that QR code on the screen, or you can go into the link and just click on the Oosh link there. And here's just a reminder that there are real winners to these things. So these two gentlemen here won the tickets to see Liverpool versus Everton at our live show in Dublin. They were kind enough to send us a little photo there of them enjoying the game. So with thanks to our friends at Oosh, those guys went over, had a night's accommodation, had the tickets to the Merseyside derby, and again, all thanks to our friends at Oosh.com. Great to see the two gents enjoying themselves there this weekend, just to show you guys that there are real world winners for these things. And it is a real thing. It is a very real company, and we very much appreciate their continued support. So thank you again to Oosh. How's it going, lad, said Jumper Man. Yeah, pretty good. Yeah, I'm saying to my wife earlier on, I'm feeling healthy, I'm feeling strong, I'm feeling focused and alive. Good. Yeah, can't complain, my man. Oosh, there it is, said Liz. Gotta love a bit of Oosh on a Monday. Love a bit of Oosh. Oosh are also going to be sending Ben to a Manchester United game this season. So our agreement with Oosh, we get some tickets to a few games from our side. And we've, of course, given Ben two tickets to go and watch Manchester United. I'm not going to say which game, because that's private for Ben to discuss. But Ben and his good lady wife are going to be going to watch Manchester United, with thanks to Oosh as well. And all going well, myself and Connor should be over to a game in the second half of the season. Oh, there he is. There's Colin. He said, hey, sexy. I can't agree with you more about Bowen. He's been a pleasure to watch grow over the years and can do everything. Also glad Ryan is awesome. So, look, what do we want to start with tonight? Because we've got 50 minutes left in tonight's stream. So do you want me to speak about Victor Osimhen and what Fabrizio had to say? Do you want me to speak about Ezequiel Fernandez? Give you the latest on the chase for Andre Trinidad from Fluminense between us and Arsenal? Or we can discuss Jamal Musiala, which has also been a little bit of news on. So you let me know which one you want to talk about first, and I'll give you the lowdown. Sinster, how are we? Said hello once again. Hello, mate. How are we? I don't know what accent that was. So if I offended anybody, my apologies. But nobody's more offended than me. Please don't forget to hit the like button, subscribe, and thanks, said Michael Manning. Ali said Musiala and Sané. There's no squad battle, Jack. We only do squad battle for the top 10 games, mate. We do squad battle for the big games. Liverpool in the top 10. Everton, of course, being the relegation bait that they are. We don't bother with it. Because, look, let's be honest. There's no Everton player getting into a Liverpool 11. I think we can all agree on that one safely. So maybe Onana. That was about it. That's probably the only one you could even somewhat make an argument over. So, yeah, we only do it for the big ones, you know, the big teams. Right, who's your dream signing? That's a really... Well, still Jude. Who would be a dream signing? Mohamed Salah. That would be a dream signing. If we could give him a new two-year contract, that would make me very happy indeed. So look, let's go through and speak about... Well, Andre is in the chat there. So let's talk about Andre. So there's been various reports over the past few days, and they continue today, to say that Liverpool are going to be locked in a battle with Arsenal for Fluminense's midfielder Andre Trinidad. Now, what I found most interesting over the past 24 hours is that we started to see a figure being mentioned. So all along we were thinking 30 million euro, and that was the number that was mentioned numerous times throughout the summer if Liverpool waited for the January transfer window. Now, the number being mentioned at the moment, I don't know if it's because another club has come to the table, if they're trying to start maybe a bit of a battle for his signature and jack the price up, but the number I've seen mentioned over the past 24 hours is £35 million. Which I guess is about 42, 43 million euro, something like that. It's not ludicrous. I mean, it's a jump up. It's a good solid jump from what we were talking about. But I think of it like this. Arsenal, of course, a very good club with a good manager that are going in the right direction, have a good young squad, and would be very appealing, I'm sure. But I like to think that because we've put the hard yards in, because we've spent time with Fluminense discussing the player, we didn't push for him in the summer when they wanted to hang on to him, I still think Liverpool, if we want to pursue the deal, should be in pole position. Maybe I'm a little bit deluded on that, I don't know. But I do think Liverpool should and are in pole position for that deal, if indeed we want to pull the trigger and get it done. Even if it is a £35 million, I'm still okay with it. Because if we look to Europe, if we look to bring in a player... a Manu Kone or a Kefren Thuram or anybody else, you're looking at that number or higher. And what we could get is now a Brazil international, because Andre has been capped for Brazil, somebody who is very highly regarded and somebody who's the right age profile, the right player profile, the right kind of attitude. I don't mind if it's £35 million. I really don't. It's still a relatively... reasonable number, in my opinion. But what do you guys think? If the price has gone up a little bit to 35 million, what would be your take on it? Is it too much? Why would Arsenal need another midfielder? It's because they're going to look to get rid of Partey. That's, I guess, Arsenal's interest in Andre would be predicated by them selling or moving on Thomas Partey. That's my understanding of it anyway. Josh, how are you, mate? Nice to see you in. Chish Leeds for life. I'm good. Or is it Chi Childs for life? Sorry. I'm good, my man. Good, thank you. 35 million is a bit of a bargain, said Finty. We need Andre. What else we got? 35 million is fine, said Liz. Buy all day, said Toes. What do you think about if we got Antonio Nusa? I don't know who he is. McCrisby. Mr. Crisby. I mean, I'm really just making a mess of your name here, aren't I? Mr. Crisby, sorry. I don't know who he is. So if you're Norwegian, you know about him. I mean, I'm happy to have a look at him, but I really don't know much about him. If we're linked to Osimhen as well, I'll get to speak about Victor Osimhen soon. I do have that on my agenda here to go through. We'll be talking about Victor Osimhen. We'll be speaking about Ezequiel Fernandez of Boca Juniors and a little bit on Jamal Musiala as well. Can we not afford to cash in on Mo now? Do you think we'll get the same money in a couple of years? So I look at it like this. If Liverpool do indeed renew Mohamed Salah, I think like the likelihood of us receiving any type of a significant transfer fee after another renewal would be reduced, absolutely. But my preference would be to hang on to him for another couple of years rather than to have to go out. And it gives us time for Ben Doak to be looked at and Cade Gordon to be looked at. I don't think John W. Henry will give a new contract to Mo. I don't think they'll commit that much money to a player who's going to be, what, 33 when his contract comes to an end. So with that in mind, I think the likelihood is we sell him in the summer. Don't want it to happen. Not my preference, but I think the likelihood is we sell Mo in the summer and we receive a fee, I don't know, let's guess around 100 million quid. Then what Liverpool do with that, I guess that's open to negotiation or open to debate. We need a right winger to replace Salah and one to replace and a centre back to replace VVD. So, right, let's move on to Victor Osimhen. Let's move on to talk about him for a little bit. So, Fabrizio Romano was speaking about this situation last night. And, of course, Fabrizio Romano is somebody who's got his finger on the pulse of all things Italian football. Very well connected there. Knows his onions when it comes to Italian football. So, he was reporting on some of the other reports that came from the Napoli side that suggested... And when I say the Napoli side, I mean Napoli media side. That suggested that Liverpool had come to an agreement with Victor Osimhen's agent over a package that would take him to Liverpool in the summer. Now, there was never any talk that there was an agreement between the clubs. This was only mentioned as an agreement between the agent and Liverpool. Fabrizio Romano last night has said that no such agreement exists. That there is no agreement with anybody, no agreement with Liverpool, no agreement yet to extend. There is a proposal that has been put to Victor Osimhen from Napoli, a proposal that would make him the highest paid player in Napoli history, but as of yet, no agreement on him signing that. He did say that Liverpool and many other clubs are obviously keeping an eye on the situation, but, you know, again, I would happily bow to Fabrizio's knowledge here because he's far better connected to all things Italian football than I would ever be, so... Maybe we just see how time goes with this one. I mean, I would have liked it. I do like it. But I also understand that he's going to be a player in demand if he's going to leave Napoli. So with that in mind, what do we think about it from your side? Don't think we'll renew Salah's contract. We should cash in the summer and use the money to sign a winger and a defender. Said Frilica 4788. How about Xavi Simons? Yeah, but he's already been PSG'd up now. He's been grubbied, you know. He's at PSG. Leave him there. I don't want anyone who's been at PSG, basically. Ganson, I love this channel. Consistently is amazing and updates are amazing. And I love the way you've been here for almost every step of the journey. Keep it up, lad. And you should qualify. Qualified to have you. I don't know, but I'll take the compliment, my man. Thank you. How about the connections to Musiala from Bayern? I'll move on to talk about Musiala in a few minutes. Don't worry, I've still got Musiala and Ezekiel Elliott. One second. Could you add an Oosh link to this stream, please, in the description if you get a chance? And thank you, Mark, for that, by the way, for telling me there wasn't one. There used to be. I don't know why it isn't there at the moment, but we'll get that sorted. But thank you for that. If you are looking to get yourselves over the Oosh, just scan that QR code there on the screen or just go to oosh.com and use our discount code AA10. Thank you, Mark, for letting me know. Doak looks class, said Jumpman45. Wherever he comes on, I don't know why he doesn't get more chances. Thank you so much for your super chat. I think we all have high hopes for Ben Doak. Really unfortunate that he picked up a little niggle in the under-21 Scotland game because there was lots of talk that after Scotland qualifying, he might have got called up to the Scottish first team to get his first senior international under Steve Clarke and unfortunately wasn't able to play. I think we may see him if he's back training for the Toulouse game. And look, if I'm being really honest, the last couple of outings from Ben Doak haven't been to the level that he or Jurgen or us would have probably hoped. That's not to say it's anything other than a blip because young players come in, usually have a bursting on spell where they do really well. Sometimes they drop off a little bit, but that's where the manager and the coaches come in because it is going to be a process to get Ben Doak fully ready. And the talent's there, the work rate's definitely there, and I think the belief for everybody is there. So, yeah, Ben Doak could be just fine. Doak is class. Said Ganza, thoughts on Braithwaite? He was very, very, very good against us. And I mentioned Braithwaite when we spoke about centre-backs throughout the summer. But I tell you what, he did stand out to me in that Everton performance. I thought Everton defended very well, and credit to them. But Braithwaite looked very classy, very, very, very aware of what was happening around him. Yeah, good player. Would you take Rice over Andre? God, yeah. I mean, look, let's be honest about it. Declan Rice is Premier League tried, tested and proven. And I said during the summer, you know, if Liverpool didn't get Jude Bellingham, my next on the list would have been Declan Rice. Now, I never thought there was any hope in hell of Declan Rice leaving London. I felt like he was always going to move to a London club, whether that was Chelsea or Arsenal. He made his move. It's a good move for him. It's a good move for Arsenal. But yeah, I would. Do you think we'll get Andre? So, I think if we want him, and it looks like we do, I think yes. There was some Fluminense fan accounts that have been discussing the Andre potential transfer, and all of them said that it's about 80% likely that he'll end up at Liverpool. No, actually, that leads us in to speak about Andre Trinidad a little bit more. The Arsenal side, look, as I say, I think Arsenal are only a problem if Liverpool let them become a problem in this negotiation. If you're trying to pitch the club to Andre Trinidad, we have that space. We have a glaring hole in the defensive midfield position that he could absolutely come in and fill. Arsenal, they've got Declan Rice there. I know Arteta sometimes plays with two, but I still think we're a better fit for him. We've put the groundwork in for him. So, look, I hope it happens. But let's wait and see what the January window brings. We have to look at life without Mo when he goes to the AFCON. Yes, we do. Fair point. But you wouldn't sign somebody just to cover the AFCON. You'd hope Ben Doak can step up. Szoboszlai could go across. Like, let's say as an example, if we bring in somebody for the number six in January, let's make an argument, say Andre for now. So if we brought in Andre and you lose Mohamed Salah, you could absolutely move Dominic Szoboszlai to the right wing position and play Alexis McAllister and Ryan Gravenberch in the two number eight positions with Andre behind. You could put Ben Doak in there for some of the games. You could put Harvey Elliott out there. There are options. Trent could even go out there at a push. So, yeah, look, we have to think about life after Mo, but not until we know fully when life after Mo is going to begin. What do you think about Ireland the Rugby World Cup? Look, it was sad, of course. Without any disrespect to Argentina, you know, whoever won that quarter final between Ireland and New Zealand was going to the final. We lost. We lost to a better team on the day. No qualms about that. But yeah, it was a tough one, wasn't it? If you're an Irish fan like myself or an Irish person like myself. Do I know hurling? Well, I'm Irish and I live in Ireland and I live in Wexford. So yes, I very much do know hurling. I don't play it. I've never played it. But of course I know of it. Right, I want to move on to speak about Jamal Musiala. Because I did promise you I had four players to get through today. So Jamal Musiala looks like he's not going to be coming to Liverpool. Let's all act surprised there for a little moment. Florian Plettenberg was speaking, I don't know if it was today or yesterday, and he said the only real options, if Jamal Musiala ever did leave Bayern, would be Real Madrid and Manchester Abu Dhabi FC, 115 charges, creative accountancy. We've done absolutely nothing wrong, nothing to see here. And I do find it a little bit arrogant, maybe? I don't know if that's the right word. That everyone's just seemingly glaring over this 115 charges and nobody would keep it in mind when potentially signing for a club like Manchester City. If I was Jude Bellingham, Jamal Musiala, anyone like that, I wouldn't be going near Manchester City until those charges are resolved, because if they're found guilty and if the club are tainted, you don't want your client to be dragged down into that. So I guess they'd have to wait to see there. The idea of him going to Real Madrid, just, I'm not even going to lie, it scares the bejesus out of me. Can you imagine Real Madrid's midfield with Camavinga, Tchouaméni, Bellingham, Jamal Musiala, Freddy Valverde? Stop. I don't even want to think about it, because it's like a cheat code. And if Real Madrid could pull off signing Jamal Musiala, I'm getting sad just thinking about it. Like, that would be, imagine Camavinga, Musiala and Bellingham in midfield. That's 10 years of glory right there. Like, oh God. Oh, fucking hell. Yeah, that'd be tough, wouldn't it? I can't even bring myself to think about it. So yeah, look, he won't be coming to Liverpool, but that's not really any surprise, is it? Jamal Musiala is amazing. Like, let's get that out there. But we don't really need a Jamal Musiala type player at the moment. We need a number six at the moment. And then after that, I think we've got a great collection of number eights or 8/10s. Modric too, even though he's 38, still better than a lot of the mids at the minute. Oh, look, Luka Modric is like a fine wine. Like, he does just keep going, getting better with age. He's just brilliant. He is. The career Luka Modric has had deserves all the plaudits he gets. It's basically a successful Galacticos, yes. Like, if they did that, they've refreshed that midfield with 21, 22, 23-year-olds. Oh, I don't want to think about it. It'd be the end of... They'd be hoovering up Champions Leagues. And then if they added Mbappe in, they've got Endrick coming. I don't want to think about it. It's too scary to think about. There are so many talented left wings now. He just made the point to buy Musiala. If Szoboszlai moves to the right, we'll have a space for him. But Szoboszlai won't move to the right. I think Szoboszlai only moves to the right to cover Mo for now. I think probably the right will be... I mean, Jared Bowen could be on the right. I know people don't rate him, but I don't know why. I really, really don't know why people don't rate Jared Bowen. I think he'd be amazing in Jurgen Klopp's team. Right, so one more to speak about tonight. So let me just get my notes open. So Liverpool have been apparently reported to be locked in a battle for Boca Juniors' Ezequiel Fernandez. There's reports coming out, credited to HITC, that say not only are Liverpool interested in the player, but Alexis McAllister has previously spoken about the attributes of Ezequiel Fernandez when he was at Brighton and Hove Albion. He said, "If you ask me a little more about my style, there is a player that I really like, and that is Ezequiel Fernandez. He is a player who has all the conditions to reach Europe, and one day, and I hope it happens for him, he's a player that I like a lot. He understands the game a lot. He is always prepared to receive the ball. He plays with both feet. He can play as a five, as an inside player. He is a player who has certain very good conditions." And he goes on to say if he came to Brighton, he'd be brilliant. This publication, Gazzetta dello Sport in Italy, say that Liverpool, AC Milan and Benfica are locked in negotiations, or in a battle, I should say, for the 21-year-old Argentinian midfielder. So, my friends, thoughts on Ezequiel Fernandez? Now, the article I read didn't mention a transfer fee or a number. I'm sure there is one. I just don't have it to hand. Thoughts on Ezequiel Fernandez of Boca Juniors? Is he a midfielder? Yes, sir. He is. So a little bit more on him. He is a midfielder. He's a product of the youth academy. He was on loan last season at Mexican club Tigre. That's about as much as I know about him, to be honest with you. I'm not going to claim that I watch Boca Juniors religiously to know their squad enough. I kept an eye on them because they were progressing through the Copa Libertadores, because Edinson Cavani's at them as well. But yeah, I don't know. I don't know much about Ezequiel Fernandez, to be honest with you. But if McAllister rates him, then he must be a player. There's a picture of him in a Liverpool shirt. Oh, Goomy, we like that, mate. Well played. Well played. Thanks for my gifted membership, said Kiel. He said, "How are you, Craig? Always love to see your lovely face and you come in with news. I've missed. Love from Norway." Thank you very much, my friend. Love right back to Norway. Certainly lots of Liverpool fans in Norway, as we know, and lots of people coming in to say hi from Norway recently, so appreciate your support. Brighton want to sign all the young talents. Now, remember, this was more Alexis McAllister recommending him to Brighton when he was at Brighton. I'm very sure that he will have been asked about Ezequiel Fernandez by Jurgen Klopp and Pep Linders as well since he's arrived at Liverpool. Hey Craig, off topic, but how do you keep yourself entertained during a poo? It's a good question. I'm not really a reader, I'm more of a phone person, so I usually use my time in the loo to start writing notes on my phone or to copy and paste stuff into my program notes or to crop fit photos of stories that I want to use, or I don't even watch videos or anything. I genuinely use it to just read up on stuff, but not with a book or anything. It's always with the phone. Occasionally a bit as well. Just seen a clip of your journey on TikTok. Big up, mate. Thank you. Yeah, it's been a remarkable change for me from, you know, loneliness, nothingness and anger to here where, you know, I've got my extended family and life's all good. I think Harvey should start this Thursday. Played very well this weekend coming off the bench. I don't know if I can say this yet. One second. Am I allowed to tease anything yet without being specific in any way, shape or form? I have to ask permission to do things at times. Genuinely, I do. Like, because I can't keep a secret. I'm terrible. The lads know, like, I can't keep any secrets. So I have to sometimes ask permission if I'm allowed to tease things. I want to see Luke Chambers get some game time, said the player. I think he will. Jurgen was speaking about Luke Chambers and Scanlon as two players that could get some minutes over the next period. Wish he could go after João Neves. I'm sure he's the next big thing. Disappointed if United signed him. It's weird with United, isn't it? Because I still don't understand the rhyme or reason behind what they're doing. Like, I'll never get the Mason Mount signing. Not at that money. You know, if you look at United, I think the one thing But again, I don't care about the other side, sir. Yeah, what was I talking about? Sorry, I got distracted by Ben telling me to shut my mouth. And he's probably right. They usually are. What were we talking about there? João Neves done that one. Oh, Chambers and Scanlon. Was that what we were talking about at left back? Okay, so all I can say is 1st of November is going to be fun. Just put 1st of November in your calendars. I think I'm allowed to say that much. 1st of November. It's going to be a big day. What are your thoughts on Mikhaila Mudryk being the potential replacement for Mo Salah? No. Just no. No. Did I say no enough? Because no. Mm-mm. No. 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 Mm-mm. No. No. Mm-mm. He should have gone to Arsenal. He definitely 100% should have gone to Arsenal. I'm still trying to give more hints without getting myself in trouble. All I can say is 1st of November. That's all I think I'm allowed to say. Maybe tomorrow I'll be able to say a little bit more. But for now, 1st of November. Just keep that date in mind. Keep an eye out on the Anfield agenda. Socials, top of the league socials, all that kind of stuff. And 1st of November. You'll find out before then. But 1st of November is... 1st of November is D-Day. Let's go with that. Start nursing in a hospital in November 1st. Well, best of luck to you in your new job, Samuel. That's awesome, mate. Wishing you all the best. Should have moved to Arsenal and kept Pulisic. Ben said to someone say 1st of November. I'll be gone till November. I'll be gone till November. Merch. Oh, God. No. This is... Merch I could tell you about straight away if that was it. No. This is... 1st of November is a day where heads are starting to explode. 1st of November is a day where I set my stall out and let it be known that I mean business. 1st of November. Big day. For all of us, me, Ben, Connor, you'll know, you'll see it, you won't miss it, trust me. Watch this space. OnlyFans. No, no. God, no. That won't happen. Yeah. It's bad enough me thinking people are mad for watching the content here. Thinking people are going to pay to watch content is just delusional. I don't get it. I think you're all mad. Movember. No. Do you know what? We should do Movember. Well, maybe we could do Movember next year because, I mean, I think I would look funny with a tash. And a tash is one of the few things I think I could actually grow, to be honest with you. Betting page. Nope. It's nothing to do with that. It's not a betting. I'd never do a betting page. I wouldn't push my betting thoughts on anyone. If I have a bet, it's my own thing. I'd never do that to others. It's a very individual thing, very personal thing for me. A studio. Nope. No. When I say people's heads are going to explode, I mean people's heads are going to explode. But it's no big... I'm not signing a brand deal with a big partner or... It's nothing like that. You're just going to have to wait till I'm allowed to talk. And when I'm allowed to talk, when I get the go-ahead, when everything is boxed off, I promise, we'll tell. You're retiring. Jesus, no. No, no, very opposite to that. I mean, if anything, I'm going deeper into content rather than retiring. No, there's no retire. I haven't, do you know what, mate? I haven't earned the right to retire yet, financially or otherwise. So, no, I'm a long way from that. I do want to be out by the time I'm 50. That's one goal I've set myself, is to be away from front of camera by the time I'm 50. That's definitely a goal. Can you catch us up on the Spurs game? Well, I'll be doing a watch along of it, mate, on our second channel. So get yourselves over to Top of the League. We will be live from 7:30 for a watch along of the Spurs versus Fulham game. We did have a link pinned to the top of the live chat, but when I meant the link in the description of the stream, Benjamin, for Oosh, if possible, sir. I leave the link for Top of the League up. So Craig, based on your analysis of Andre and Ezequiel, who would you say we could utilize the most? I don't know enough about Ezequiel Fernandez. That's the honest answer. You know, I've only just gotten up to speed with Andre over the past month or so. So I don't know is the honest answer. I feel comfortable if we go in for Andre, though. I really do. I just don't know enough about Ezequiel Fernandez. I'm going to have to brush up a lot more. I'd take Son from Spurs. I think the age thing is probably, you know, Son's brilliant. Look, don't get me wrong. Son's an amazing football player and he'd be great in a Jurgen Klopp system, but it's just not realistic. Bless up, Craig. Thank you, Jay. Much love. Kyo's sponsorship. No sponsorship, actually. Yeah, that's one thing we could do with, in all honesty, is bringing on another brand sponsor for the watch-alongs and stuff, but no, it's nothing like that. No retirements. We love you, bro. You're Irish. You're our voice. Oh, thank you, Thomas. I appreciate that. I'm very proud to be Irish, mate. Do you know how proud I am, Thomas, that an Irish person gets the most views on YouTube for Liverpool content in the world? That, apart from Liverpool, of course. You know, we're not the biggest subscribed. Redmen TV have that mantle, and it's my job to try and change that in the future. But, you know, we are already the most viewed Liverpool fan channel on YouTube. And that makes me very, very, very proud as an Irish person to do that. Just joined. Could you go back to the Andre news? Yes, certainly. So there was an article today that gives a little bit more information on the apparent battle between Liverpool and Arsenal for Andre Trinidad of Fluminense. The piece today said that the player was valued by Fluminense at £35 million, which is a little bit higher than the numbers that we'd seen of €30 million that were mentioned previously. Now, my thoughts on this are, if Liverpool really want the deal, I think we're in a better position than Arsenal because of the groundwork we've put in. You know, Arsenal are a fan. I'm not here to knock Arsenal. They're a really good club, but a good manager and a good team. But our need, I feel, is greater. So I think, with that and the groundwork we've put in, I would feel like if Liverpool push to get this transfer, we should get it over the line. Thoughts on bringing back Nico Williams as cover for Trent? No, I'd rather see if Connor Bradley gets on and obviously Calvin Ramsey. You know, we haven't really had a chance to run the rule over Calvin Ramsey because of injury and, of course, out on loan. So we have prospects in that area of the pitch that are developing. So I think we need to be a little bit patient there. I think it'd be the same thing again with Nico Williams. He'd be coming back to sit on the bench and he doesn't want to do that. You know, he went to Nottingham Forest and he's playing. So, you know, that's probably the right thing for him. Craig, you're getting knighted for your services on your channel. I'm Irish. There'll be no knighting of me, my friend. Respectfully, you know, the freedom of Dublin would do me very nicely. I'd love to visit Ireland, maybe a little bit of fishing over there. It's expensive. I won't lie to you, mate. My country is beautiful. It's filled with amazing people and beautiful scenery. But, you know, one of the things that lets Ireland down is the cost, especially in Dublin. Outside of Dublin, things are a bit more expensive. But when you're going into Temple Bar and people are being charged 9, 10, 11 quid for a pint, it's hard to say in one hand, you know, cave me la falcha, and in the other hand say, and also, you know, give us a tenner for that pint of Guinness. But pubs outside of Dublin, different ball game. Down here in my town, you can get a pint for a fiver, I believe. And I would imagine, you know, in other parts of the country, you could probably get a pint for a far more reasonable number. Whereas over in Spain, though, my uncle was saying to me, they were €2.20 a pint. €2.20 a pint. Gravenberg reminds me of a mixture of Pogba and Genie. I definitely get that. Definitely understand where you're coming from. He has that Paul Pogba trait of being able to almost glide across the pitch. You know, when Ryan Gravenberg's in full flow, I definitely see those comparisons. Like Pogba at his best, he just makes it seamless and just kind of glides across the pitch with the ball. 450 in Limerick. Well, there you go. Nothing wrong with that, Stephen. Even for Irish prices. 450 a pint. There is nothing wrong with that at all. Big up Limerick. 450 a pint. Craig, are you going to do a watch-along for Spurs Fulham? Absolutely. There's a link at the top of the chat now that when this stream ends, will redirect you straight over to top of the league for the Fulham or the Spurs Fulham watch-along. That's why I did the stream early tonight, so we can go across. So just so you guys know, every day this week, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, I will be streaming at 6:30 on Anfield Agenda because we've got Champions League games on Tuesday and Wednesday we're doing on top of the league. On Thursday, obviously, the Reds play Toulouse, so we'll be covering that here on Anfield Agenda. So, yeah, there'll be earlier late-night agenda live stream, 6:30 tomorrow, 6:30 on Wednesday. Liverpool's proper cheap. It is, yes. Look, England... Well, London was quite expensive, to be fair, but... Yes, Liverpool's certainly very affordable for eating out or having a drink and stuff like that. But I want the sun. And when I say I want the sun, I mean like the thing in the sky, not the rag of a newspaper. And I need a warmer climate. I live in Arklow. Prices are mental. Dude, I could hit Arklow with a stone. I'm in Gorey. It's only up the road, buddy. Prices are mental. I mean, I've got uncles who bought houses and stuff in Arklow and the prices have skyrocketed and stuff. So I know, my man. Craig, can you see Fulham spoiling Spurs' start to the season? No. I hope so. Because, you know, if Spurs win tonight, Spurs go top of the league. Did I say top of the league? Shout out for top of the league, maybe? Top of the league? Top of the league. What a great channel name. If only... Oh, that's right, we do. Also, don't forget, we have two winners here. These two gentlemen here were recent winners with Oosh at our live show in Dublin. We did a quiz. These two gentlemen... Well, the gentleman on the right of this picture, he won the quiz on the night, therefore won the tickets to go and see Liverpool versus Everton in the Merseyside Derby on the Kop, but one night's accommodation as well, with thanks to our friends at Oosh. So if you want to join us for future competitions, and this week Oosh are doing a giveaway for Liverpool versus Manchester City in March. Two tickets in the Carlsberg Hospitality Dugout. You will also get one night's accommodation, the IHG Hotel Liverpool City Centre, as well as €300 in Ryanair vouchers, or you can have the cash alternative. It's €18 to enter, but you can get 10% off with our discount code AA10, again at oosh.com. If you had to go between Stefan Mucetic and Szoboszlai, who would you let go? Why? No, I don't play these games, Moses. Why do we play the games of letting go of the players that we just have? No, thank you. They're both here for the long term, and I don't do those games, mate, because it's hard enough to figure out who you like and who you don't like and who's coming in and who's going out. So let's just enjoy the boys while they're here. And in Dominik Szoboszlai and in Stefan Bajcetic, we've got two very good young footballers. Any thoughts on Kvara Celia? Would I die for Liverpool? Of course I wouldn't. What type of a stupid question is that? Nobody should die for a football club. God almighty, mate. Come on. Come on. I have family. I have a wife. I've got kids. I love Liverpool Football Club, but I'm not dying for them. They may end up killing me through anger and frustration when I'm losing the plot on a watch-along, but it won't be intentional. Any thoughts on Kvaratskhelia as Mo's replacement? I don't think he's proven himself. The last time I checked, and I think Kvaratskhelia did score last weekend, but before that, it was a while, right? March or something since he'd scored. So Kvaratskhelia, I don't know. I don't think he's... I'm not convinced. Yeah, not for the numbers that will be involved. Should we sign Ezequiel Fernandez? Again, I mentioned him earlier on today. We've been linked with him. Somebody who Alexis McAllister speaks very highly of. There was a report in Gazzetta dello Sport to say that Liverpool, Benfica and AC Milan were all interested in Ezequiel Fernandez, who spent last season on loan at Tigray in Mexico and is now with Boca Juniors. But I don't know much about him, in all honesty. I'm kind of playing catch-up on Ezequiel Fernandez. Craig, you remind me of a Greek god. I can see that, yeah. I can definitely see that. Medusa? Is she Greek? I don't know. What do you think of Kubo? So Real Madrid have an option to buy Kubo for 30 million euro. At the end of next season, at the end of this season, actually. And I fully expect that Real Madrid will take that option because his buyout clause is 60 million euro. And why wouldn't Madrid buy him back to move him on? Because it'll probably help them fund other players. So if Madrid had to spend 30 to move him on, I think that's probably a sensible thing. Even if they bought him back, loaned him to somebody for a year with an agreement to buy at the end of that year, that's what I'd do if I was in Madrid shoes. You know, why would you let somebody else go and pay 60 for him when you could just trigger the 40 or 30 million euro release clause you have or buyback clause and then make a profit on it? You know, anybody with any type of a business head would do that. Medusa has a hair full of flakes. Oh, I know. Oh, I know. And I know Medusa's a female. Have you not seen female Craig? You know, there is a picture of me fully done up in makeup that my daughter did in her 16th birthday. So, you know, you haven't seen female Craig. You're not ready for female Craig and the feelings that they might stir inside your soul. Yeah, or something like that. He's pretty good for his age, said Nico. I think he's better than Caicedo. Ezequiel Fernandez, that is. Thank you, mate. No player will ever be able to replace Salah, Craig. Agreed. Do you think a different system will be put in place when he goes? It's a fair question, and I think it's a question that we're all interested to know the answer to. You're right, we're never going to replace Mo. Nobody is going to come in and do what the great man has done over a consistent period of time. So, what's this one? So apparently that youngster that Liverpool have targeted, the guy from Schalke, Quadrago, is that his name? Apparently he has a release clause. So keep an eye on that one. Youngster, I think 17 years of age, that Liverpool have been linked with, obviously playing in Bundesliga 2 with Schalke at the minute. So yeah, LFC transfer room have just put out something via Florian Plettenberg there. So keep an eye on that one. And we'll bring you more information if, of course, we get it. Did female Craig have hair? No. No, not in that picture. The one we're talking about. I had a hairband. I had a pink hairband. But, no. Oh, do you know what? I'm feeling generous. I'm going to show you it. So you ready? I bet the people that left this stream, they're going to be raging. Hang on. There you go. There you go. There's female Craig. Now, I know there could be puddles at the moment. Look at them. Tell me now. You're not. Tell me that you're not going to just ditch your wife and say, that's, there you go. Female Craig. You're welcome, world. You're welcome. By the way, I don't feel embarrassment ever. So, you know, feel free to do whatever you want with that picture. It doesn't bother me in the slightest. I don't feel embarrassment. I've done a lot worse. Anyway, look, the story behind that photo is it was during COVID and my daughter turned 16. And as you know, 16 is a special age for a young lady. But she couldn't do anything. She couldn't go meet her friends. She couldn't go out and celebrate in any way because we were all in lockdown for COVID. So I said, I'll be your friend for the night and you can just do me up as if you were doing up one of your mates before you go out. And that was the result. Just trying to make my little girl smile. So, yeah, I don't mind looking like a fool if it puts a smile on my baby girl's face. If you have another child, you name him Darwin. I can't have another child. It's not possible medically, you know. I went and got neutered. Do you think if we get him, we could possibly have some Spanish chemistry and link up between Lucho, Maca, Hincapié and Darwizzy? I don't see why not. I don't see why not. We could absolutely do that. Can I ask people, we're not talking about Mikalenko, who's this? Mikalenko could have got a second yellow about Jung chucking the ball away. Look, I've seen that raised quite a bit. Ashley Jung eventually got sent off anyway, so I don't really feel like we need to talk too much about that. I don't really remember the Mikalenko incident, to be honest with you, mate, so it's probably not fair that I speak about that. Look, there was a couple of decisions in that game that should have gone differently for me. I think we should have had a second penalty. And I agree on the Canada second yellow. I do. I have to be fair about these things. But I do think that the one on Diaz should have been a penalty for us as well. What about Asensio? No, no, Leon. No, please no. We've been... No, no. Asensio, that name has to go. Asensio's is a name that's just been linked forever and ever and ever and ever and ever. No, no, no. Asensio, no. He's a PSG player now, right? So let's just say no. No. Do you think we'd have a real shot for the title if we got Hincapié, Andre, and Ezequiel? We don't need Andre and Ezequiel. We need one. I just think we're a defensive midfielder away from challenging for the title. I mean, look, we need another centre-back. I'm not going to argue against that. But I honestly feel that we are just a defensive midfielder right now away from, I'm going to say, being favourites to win the title. Lovely gesture you did for your daughter during COVID. I mean, any of us would, let's be honest. You know, that's your job as a parent, to make the best of situations with your kids. And, you know, she couldn't do that, and I just wanted to try and put a smile on her face. And she'd have done the same for me. Not that I'd have asked her. Well, maybe she wouldn't have let me shave her head, actually. So maybe she's just selfish. Maybe I've looked at this wrong. Douglas Luiz from Villa. I think that ship has sailed. You know, us and Arsenal looked at Douglas Luiz. I think, if I'm not mistaken, he's since signed a new contract at Aston Villa. And Aston Villa are a very ambitious club with their owners. I think since Unai Emery have come in, they're second only to Liverpool for points or something like that. He's doing a very good job and he's building a good squad. And I think they're going to want to keep hold of their players, rightly so. I think we need two central defensive midfielders. No, we don't. We don't. We've got Endo by Cechic, and if we brought another one in, that's three players who can play in the defensive midfield position. I don't think we need any more than that. We play with one, so if you had three, more than enough options to rotate. You can play McAllister in there as well, so that will give you four options. I just don't think we need two. One, a centre-back, and potentially a full-back. Right, I am going to start to get ready for the stream over on Top of the League, where we're going to be taking you guys through the Spurs versus Fulham game. So do drop a like on this stream before you head off, but don't forget to click on the link at the top of the live chat, or just wait to be redirected. It'll take you over to Top of the League. Remember, when you get over there, hit that subscribe button. I'm going to be jumping straight over there now to take you guys through the Spurs versus Fulham game. Tomorrow, 6:30, I'll see you again, same time, same place. And then on Top of the League tomorrow night, we'll be doing United versus Copenhagen, and then we'll be doing the Newcastle game on Wednesday. So, much love. Don't forget to check out tonight's Anfield Agenda news video, which is coming out at about 8:15. And I hope to see you over on Top of the League in the next 2 to 3 minutes. You guys will get there before me. So click that link at the top of the live chat, or wait to be redirected. But either way, hope to see you over there, and have yourselves a wonderful evening.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Want flexibility? Take yoga. Want flexibility with your health insurance? Check out United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly medical, dental, and vision coverage that may be right for you. More at uh1.com.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.